Alright.
Thanks.
Coach, I wanna talk about the freshman, because it seems to me you didn't know what you were getting coming in with those guys, and it was obvious because of the loss, the kids you lost from last year, that you were gonna have to find some kids, young kids, to contribute. And you couldn't have found a better one than Caden Pierce, the kid from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Did you expect him to be this good this fast?
No, no. But that, I think that you go into all of, we did, at least with Caden, you know, all of these recruiting situations, and you feel really good about the kid coming in. But you're playing, starting and playing 30-plus minutes a game as a freshman, I've never done that. I haven't had a freshman play that much in my in the history of me being the head coach here.
Well, looking back, I haven't found any such situation either. It's just remarkable, 30 yeah. minutes a game for yeah. this kid.
He's really good at the things that are hard to do. He remembers everything in the scout. We've told him these are the things that we do. We have some defensive blueprints, some what we call them non-negotiables, and he just internalizes those things and has made them his own. And then he's tough as nails, and he's one of the best rebounders I've ever seen, let alone being a freshman. I don't think he's playing like a freshman at all. He's out there playing very confident. I thought he was terrific against Penn, 17-10. He's had multiple double-doubles. He's a heck of a player.
It seemed that he might have been a little tentative starting, which you would expect from a kid as a freshman getting into Division I college basketball, but he certainly became more comfortable on the court going forward.
His personality's coming out. He's laughing more. Even this morning, he was cracking jokes around the group. Sometimes freshmen, you know, they really hard on themselves. He is the opposite. He's very quietly confident and just a pleasant person to be around.
Well, he's going to have a nice long career here, and I'm looking forward to it in the future.
Yeah.
I got to ask you about Xavien Lee, because he's really a fan favorite. I remember the first time my wife saw him play, it was over at Drexel back in December, and she said, boy, is he cute. And he is also fast.
Yes, yeah. You know, Xavien is, he's the fastest guy on the team. He has quick twitch and a lot of creativity. I think what you saw last weekend is a lot of what we're going to see going forward. He's just getting better and better.
Do you see him as a point guard?
I think he's a little bit of a scorer and a point guard. Maybe in the, you know, look, the Steph Curry comparison's tough, but more like that, right? Like a scorer. He's just a terrific passer. What he's very underrated at is his feel for the game. And another person that's just continues to get better and better. We went up to Harvard. He was sick the whole week. He was actually, sick the day of the game. I was running a fever, and he played very well up there in a really tough environment. Then he comes home, and he's in Makosh, and he's still sick. So he's quietly tough, too, and very full of confidence. We just want to keep teasing that out of him while also holding, having high expectations for him, too. We think he can be a leader.
All Princeton fans are concerned about Devin Austin.
Mm-hmm.
He came in as a freshman and was seemed to be developing a more and more prominent role in the rotation when he went down. What are your thoughts about him in the future?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a big surgery coming up. He's out for the season with a knee injury, and we're hopeful that he has a quick recovery, and he's such an important part of our future plans. A dynamic defender, really, he complements Cade so well and Xavien on the floor. We miss him. We miss him right now because he was a really big part of us getting to this point and having success.
The fans miss him too, believe me. Your record against the tournament teams is 4-2. You have sweeps against Penn and Cornell and two tough losses with Yale. How difficult is it to wipe the slate clean now, the kids? You're preparing for the tournament. You can't really look back. How do you prepare them for the tournament?
We're at home It's an Ivy League tournament game, but we're at home, you know. So first, play with some joy. Enjoy the fact that you're the host. You know, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of familiarity for us here. So that's the first thing I'd say. Second thing is, you know, in the tournament, it's the camaraderie of the group together that when things get really tight, everybody wants to win. We want to win two games. You want us to win two games. We'd like to see that happen. It's the commitment to the person next to you when things are going to get hard, and they will get hard, that is special. And that's the March Madness that we all love. That's the joy. That's what I've talked to them about mostly is, you know, you got to enjoy this. And there's no other way to do it. You got to enjoy it.
Well, as an outsider, I think I'm reasonably knowledgeable in what you do. But looking at the team from the outside, your teams always, especially the good ones, and most of them have been good, they always seem to care for each other. Mm. They always seem to have a lot of joy in each other's company. And is that not an important factor in the success?
I think it's the most important thing that I would draw and say is why we've been good over time. Sustained winning over time is the caring of the group for one another. And we put a lot of time into that in recruiting. We identify it early. And we get to know families and kids. And then we expect our seniors and juniors to be that as an ethos of the program, and it should go through the whole group. And this senior class, like last year's senior class, they've been humble first, and that's what gets us to where you got to go, right? And then you got to get them to be fearless for one another. I'm glad to see that you see that. That it should be that way to me. It's a difference maker, energy, right? It's a difference maker in games.
Well, as a Princeton fan, it's nice to see that and to see those young men grow and develop over a few years as part of this program, which is so important to us all. Well, as the host coach, so to speak, I am sure you have a lot of things to do off the court in the next day or so. So I'm going to wrap this up by saying we just can't thank you enough for taking time to talk to us. This will reach a lot of fans of Princeton specifically who won't get a chance to be here. And I know they're going to appreciate getting your slant on the team in the tournament. So, Coach, thanks very much.
George, I tell you, you're one of the most well-traveled fans that we have. You come to all the games. You've been consistently following us forever, and I appreciate your attention to detail and how much you care about us. I know that our fans appreciate hearing from you as well. So thank you for all your efforts. And let's go Tigers. Let's make some shots this weekend.
Thanks again, Coach.